Not mad. All right, time for some found
sound. What is our found sound on this Monday morning?
Let's go to Miss USA last night, the USA pageant last night. What? Okay. What? You know it's going to be a good pageant when NeNe Leakes is the judge.
Oh, you go, NeNe. Not mad at NeNe. And who else did you say? Christina Milian was the judge?
Yeah. It's like, whoa.
I was already giving a big eye out of the host as it was.
All right. The found sound is Miss Utah. This is the part of the show I cringe at. It's the part where they ask them questions and they're supposed to answer about world peace and all that good
stuff. Why do they still have this round?
Please, you're right.
The question and answer round. No one cares.
Get rid of it. Because none of them know what the hell they're talking about.
We've seen the movie Miss Congeniality. You're supposed to answer world peace.
And we don't care. We don't expect them to have good answers, do we?
No, we don't expect anything really, you know.
Well, they're saying
life-changing.
They're saying Miss Utah probably had the worst answer last night when asked about men and women and jobs. Anyways, let's listen to Mrs. Utah.
Please don't let her sound like a fumbling idiot.
Here's NeNe asking.
Recent report shows that in 40% of American families with children, women are the primary earners, yet they continue to earn less than men. What does this say about society?
I think we can relate this back to education and how we are continuing to try to strive to how to create jobs right now. That is the biggest problem. And I think especially the men are seen as the leaders of this. And so we need to try to figure out how to create education better so that we can solve this problem. Thank you.
Thank you, Utah. Thank you, sweetheart.
Oh, yeah. I got choked up for her.
No, I'm just like, whoa. NeNe,
what is she saying?
NeNe walked out.
We need a translator. She may as well have been speaking a foreign language.
Wow. You know what? She got stuck.
She did it, and she, you know, took a little pause, smiled at the audience, and kept going.
And then you just start using big words. Well, education is what it comes back to.
The foundation that we strive for is
the society.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Yes, in the humanity.
Oh, and the world
and thank
peace
you for your hospitality
and your generosity
and your humanity. Thank you. That's my question. Answer. What?
Hang on.
Whoa.
That was crazy right there.
But you know what? I'm going to give her credit because honestly, I wouldn't know what the hell to answer either.
Thank you.
I don't know.
I mean, trust. We're not saying we wouldn't have answered the exact same way.
Yeah.
We're just glad that she answered that way and we could clown her this morning. That's all.
She did it with a smile.
She sure did.
And she did it looking damn good.
That was my next comment. She did it looking stunning.
Stunning.
Okay.
So props to her.
So that's why she gets away with it
props
because
to her.
She looked good. She smiled. She was poised.
Okay. Okay.
She kept rolling with it.
She kept going.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what the heck was coming out. She kept going.
She could have done a little tap dance.
She could have.
And just kind of lightened up the mood a little bit. But hey, what she did was acceptable.
She could have done whatever. And we were like, okay, that's cool. Gangnam Style. Got you.
Seriously, they should seriously let them answer these questions in bikinis. Can
Please.
We combine the question and answer round and the bikini round? Because at that point, no one is listening to a damn word you're saying.
You've got it so right. Put the bikinis on. That answer is perfect.
The only thing that Leo was worried about at that point is, are they real or fake?
You got that right.
Come on now.
Okay, not mad at her now. Not mad.